Hi, thank you guys so much for coming. Brennan, for those who don't know me, my name is Tate Tan, and I'm a counselor in the Argentina Rosario mission, and I report to the Mexico IGC on October 30th. And today I've been asked to speak on bringing others to Christ. In Preach My Gospel, one of the first things that was covered is the missionary purpose, which is to invite others to come unto Christ by helping them receive the restored gospel through faith in Jesus Christ and his atonement, repentance, baptism, receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. The first six words are the main part: invite others to come unto Christ. I think that this is such an amazing opportunity for me to have as a full-time missionary, devoting 2 years of my life to bringing God's children back home to him. Carrying this message with us as missionaries is something I will take very seriously because I know that this is what I've been commanded to do. This gospel has brought so much joy to my life, and I hope that I will be able to bring that joy into the lives of the people I teach in Argentina. In Elder Gary E. Stevenson's talk at this most recent conference, he shared a story about his friend who was a rancher. The rancher had the responsibility of caring for over 2,000 sheep for the summer and fall season, which he has done for many years. And he shared with Elder Stevenson some of the challenges and trials that came with that job. While tending the sheep, there are all forms of storms, illnesses, and injuries that would happen to the sheep. And caring for this many sheep was always challenging and required others to help by bringing the sheep water, watching over the sheep, and ensuring that all of the sheep weren't straying from the flock. As the seasons move on from fall to winter, they would recount the sheep to see how many were lost. And every year, there would be about 200 less sheep than where it originally started with. The majority of the sheep that were not gone were not due to those storms or illnesses or injuries, but it was to predators, such as coyotes or mountain lions. The predators would often prey on the sheep who had wandered off from the safety of the flock and the protection of the shepherd. We can tie this scenario to ourselves as his sheep. We are his children and he is our shepherd. He cares for us and protects us out of his endless love for us. When we go through our storms and illnesses and injuries, the Lord is there. He's watching over us and ready to help care for us and bring us back to strength. He has issued guidelines through prophets and scripture to stay away from the predators of our modern world today, which there are plenty of. By keeping his commandments and listening to his words, we will be protected and happy. Another role that we can put ourselves in this scenario is the people who are helping the rancher. Just like how the rancher called upon others to help him provide for the sheep, we have been called upon by our Savior and our Heavenly Father to bring his sheep unto him. In Mosiah 26:20, the Lord says, "Thou art my servant, and I covenant with thee that thou shalt have eternal life, and thou shalt serve me and go forth in my name, and shalt gather together my sheep." We as members of this church have been called to bring the sheep unto him. I will have this opportunity serving the people of Rosario, but not just full-time missionaries have been called to do this. We have all been called as those helping hands of Christ to help him gather Israel. We can do this through ministering unto our brothers and sisters, by serving those in our border community, and by looking for any opportunity we can to serve our Heavenly Father and our Savior. I know that if we pray diligently and search with the intent, these opportunities will be presented unto us, and we can help gather Israel. When I was around the age of 14, I was able to see an amazing example of bringing others on the Christ. At many scout campouts, there was another scout who came with us who was not a member of our church. While we were all friends with the scout, I personally felt uncomfortable doing church-related things around the scout, such as saying prayers before meals, or having firesides around the campfire, or just anything related to talking about the gospel. However, some of the other young men in our troop in Corona had a different mindset than I did. They reached out to this young man and asked him how he was feeling, if he was interested in learning more. And he was, and so they continued to ask him and teach him more about the gospel, and they would go over to his home very often and teach him the gospel, and eventually he was able to get in contact with the missionaries and be baptized. And so this example of those young men has meant a lot to me throughout my life, seeing them be unafraid to talk about our Savior and this gospel shows me that by inviting those around us to come into Christ, we can truly make a positive impact on others' lives and bring them true happiness. The feeling of uncomfort that I was originally feeling with talking about those things around this young man is how I believe many of us feel today. Reaching out to others to talk about Christ or our beliefs often seems intimidating or like we are crossing the line and we feel like we may lose friends or like they will be uninterested in it. But I know that by reaching out to those around us, we can truly have a positive impact on those people's lives, and that they can bring so much happiness to their lives, because I know how much it's brought to mine. In Argentina, I'm sure that I'll face my fair share of rejection, having doors slammed in my face, having appointments fall through, and many other hardships. Luckily, I'm pretty good looking, so that should help out. Some of my friends who are in other missions don't have that benefit, so while we can't make someone feel the spirit or make someone pray, we can do our part, which is inviting them to do these things. By doing these things and following Heavenly Father's commandments, we can return to live with Him again and be truly happy. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that I have to spend the next few years of my life fully devoted to working towards my Savior and for my Father in heaven. Being a representative of Him and wearing His name on my chest is something I've always looked forward to. And I cannot wait to be out in the field serving the people of Argentina. I'd like to challenge all of you to search for a missionary opportunity, whether that is with a family member, neighbor, or friend. By working to create these missionary opportunities, we will be following God's commandment, and we will be blessed. I'd like to thank all my friends and family for coming to support me today. You've all had such an impact on me and helped guide me in serving missions, which I know is God's plan for me and exactly what I'm supposed to be doing for the next few years. I'd like to bear my testimony that I know that the scripture is true. I know that the Book of Mormon was translated by Joseph Smith and is written for our day. And I'm so grateful for my Savior and His love for me and the atonement that has had such an impact on my life. And I know that it can have the same on yours. I know that President Russell M. Nelson is a real modern day prophet, and the words he speaks have been given to him through revelation. And I know that he speaks the truth, and I'm so grateful for this gospel. And I see these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.